praise God, it's going to be released to us. And we're going to say, man, oh,
that's
this
true.
Time I've been studying this and that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Praise God.
You know, Daniel's going to be the book, you know, the seal part of Daniel's going to be released in the end days. So it is time release.
Well, he told Daniel to fill it up because Daniel would have still been just trying to, like he wept over his little 70 days. He said, Daniel, you ain't need to wept over this because this is not with your generation. You wept over your time. And I mean, he wept. I mean, he ain't going to eat nothing. 21 days he wept until he broke through. Well, he broke through the first day.
He did. He broke through. You're right. He did. The Bible says that.
But Daniel said, I'm not moving until I receive an answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, and God didn't want him to do that over our thing. He said, seal it up, Daniel. It's not for your generation.
Yeah.
And Peter said, every generation is called.
That's right.
He said, we are chosen generations.
And when the Holy Spirit unsealed it through somebody, it's going to be so plain, you'll wonder why you didn't see it in the first place. But
all right.
That's how
it is. The disciples, when Jesus kept telling them that he was going to go to Jerusalem and be crucified, and they were shocked.
Yeah.
How many times did he tell them, Brother Marty?
Lots of times. They couldn't seem to get it.
They couldn't see it, so we can't see it. But when they saw the risen Savior, they knew it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of revelation for
us.
We're going to see it.
That's right.
We're going to see it because the book of Ephesians, he prayed the prayer that we'll be blooded with light.
Right.
They'll know. You know. But what I'm saying, some things are time released.
Yeah.
Not everything. But certain things are time released. But some things we ought to be knowing. We ought to be asking.
Yes, right. We ought to understand.
We ought to be calling up.
That's true.
He said, call unto me, and I will answer. And I'll show you.
Yeah.
But if you ain't calling and asking through prayer and
if he didn't say it was
sealed, you're not going to get it.
Well, he asked all the time.
If the Lord didn't say it was sealed, you can learn it now. But if it's sealed, you got to wait till he opens the door.
You mean you got to wait till the seal be broken?
Yeah. If he sealed it, he'll open it when it's the perfect time. He'll open it. But anything else, he'll tell you now.
That takes us to the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And part of it. Revelation, Monday night.
All roads lead to Revelation.
Yeah.
One more night.
You know, when Brother Hagin's sister passed away, I've said this before, he didn't understand. He said, I knew she was going to be healed. I knew she was going to be fine. And I go to the Lord and I keep asking. He finally told Kenneth Hagin to be quiet. Her death was between her and him.
Yeah.
Don't ask me anymore. So some things you ask, it will tell you. He's not going to give it to you. But most of the times he will, like you said.
It's plenty of revelation. He said that your eyes, I'm convinced that when our eyes is flooded with light, we're going to see a lot of things. We look at ourselves, when we look at Peter and them and Paul, then we say, my God, they did some amazing things. And we look at the church now, we say, oh, the church is just,
Don't look at them, look at him.
When
you look at him.
I mean, we look at them as being the fastest runners.
Yeah. When you look at the Lord, you're going to learn fast.
And we look at ourselves as being, boy, we could just make it in. We're going to be doing good. And we just, barely just get there. But you never put your fastest runner on the end.
No.
You never on the beginning. You always put your fastest runner on the end. Our technology tells us that we're faster runners.
Amen.
And when we can identify ourselves and see ourselves and stop just looking at Peter and Paul and all them, what they accomplished, and know that you got something accomplished, know that you're a chosen generation, you're chosen for this time, and things are going to open to you and you're going to run a little faster than that generation. Our technology is even faster. When the body of Christ can't catch up with even the technology. Because if I was Jesus, I would have said that technology for my time. we really have fast technology. And whereas Peter was winning 5,000 and 3,000 and so, Mm-hmm. Young men now are going for millions.
Yeah, he did.
We had one speaker say, I already made it to the 1 million mark. Mm-hmm. And he made it that way that fast because he's going over into the foreign country where people are hungry.
Yeah.
People and are really wanting Jesus.
Peter did use technology.
You can win real fast when you go over there to where people are hungry. Mm-hmm. Oh, in America, we have so much until we just, you know. Mm-hmm. But he goes mm-hmm. over to the foreign country. He said, I already got the million.
Yeah.
He said, I'm looking for 5 more million. Now, that's where I'm going for. So mm-hmm. that's even faster than yeah. what Peter
mm-hmm. Greater did. Works.
I mean, we can.
Peter did use technology, pen and paper.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we are the best we are the best runners. We are. Once we come into our identity with Christ, yeah. once we awaken up out of our sleep,
yeah.
we got to awake mm-hmm. and connect. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some amazing things, people.
That's right.
Amazing mm-hmm. things.
Like one can put 1,000, 10,000. Mm-hmm. I thought of that, you know, like one accord. But think of the millions of Christians there are.
Mm-hmm. They doing
I'm
something.
Just saying,
that's just beyond multiplication. That's infinity.
We're going to do more than you see Peter together. And Paul. We said the shadow of people and stuff. Baby, y'all ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, hold your seat. You ain't mm-hmm. seen nothing yet.
All right.
Ethiopian eunuch,
yeah.
and God just took him and put him in another place.
Yeah,
that's going to be even more.
Yeah,
we're
going to
see
and
that's
that.
A big
yeah.
sign to people. Somebody pop in front of them.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
as a sign
and
a wonder.
Like Brother Hart said, Elijah did it. You know, the yeah. Lord transported.
Oh, yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Y'all think y'all gonna do even greater? I mean, yeah. sometimes we look at like, I don't know, the church is looking kind of bad right now. You know. But we got to see another picture.
Yeah.
We got to see another picture of ourselves.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna come here some more, and it's gonna be quite different. and don't miss your time, because you don't. The lady that went to church, I mean, she had been doing this for years, and Jesus showed up one morning and healed her.
Glory
to God. Praise God. So I mean. It's okay, Apostle. We'll be back here next Sunday. Just go ahead and release whatever you need to release this morning. But I have to release. Sometimes I'd be like, God, we here to equip the saints. They got to know. They got to connect. They got to know that you got something greater for this generation.
Uh-huh.
You are chosen for this generation because so God got something greater.
It's very important for us to come against in our prayer the denominations that don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's the mission of the church in prayer for other
yeah.
people, for other denominations. Not saying that's not, you know, bad or they don't believe this, bad. We need to be in prayer because that's really going to make us all more aware.
Absolutely.
As a body.
Absolutely.
That is true. But I want y'all aware of who you are. Find your true identity with Christ. Find out who you are in Christ.
That goes back to communion. When you're in His presence, and you
become more like Him.
The love walk, that's what helps you to receive what He has to say. Daniel couldn't, I noticed something, I've been listening to Daniel. He kept falling out every time the angel wanted to tell him something. He said, how can I speak to you? And then the other angel strengthened him. Now, I noticed something. I used to want to ask the Lord questions when I get in His presence, but when I would get in His presence, I couldn't think of my questions. I couldn't even stand up. But as I studied the word, I had the same kind of strength Daniel had when the angel that looked like a man touched him, and I was able to ask my questions
Amen.
And receive answers. So when you're built up in with the word,
mm-hmm.
then when you're in His presence or at any time, you can ask Him whatever you want to,
mm-hmm.
and He's able to answer you, and you'll receive it.
Amen.
Especially when you walk in love.
That's true.
That's when He taught me the most when I was endeavoring to mm-hmm. love His people. It became so easy to learn from Him.
Amen. And Daniel's body was so weak because he wasn't eating quite right. He was fasting some. He was, mm-hmm. I mean, he just wasn't going to let it go.
Mm-mm. And you have to,
he knew the prophecy.
You have to have determination.
Mm-hmm. And he looked at the time, he said, God, it's time for us to come out of this foolishness. I mean, it's time for, it's time, I want to understand it, it's time. And it's time for the church to awake.
Well, that's the key. If you, in his presence, that's where you're going to get it. You can't, people, ain't, it ain't going to never look right. It probably won't look right till Jesus come back, but.
Jesus had to stay in his presence. That was his ministry, his main ministry was staying in God's presence. And then his ministry came from that.
Even in his whole ministry, things didn't look right because so many people, a lot of people came and listened and a lot more didn't. And worked against him. But he did the mission of God. It didn't look pretty. And in our day, a fraction of the people are doing the move of God. It's just like the whole word of God. For about 40 people, God used to write it throughout all the generations, about 40 people. So the heart of it, those who look at the Lord, who commune with him and receive from him, they'll set the standard. And then God will open doors for them to get the word out. More light, as we receive more light, then people have to change. Because when the light is increased, the hiding places are destroyed. The darkness is exposed.
Amen.
So the eyes single on Jesus, like you said.
Yeah.
When your eyes single, you're lit.
Your whole body. When you're looking at him in love and you're receiving from him, your eyes single.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because that entrance of the word brings light.
Amen. Amen.
And then everything that you do is after that format. And the people you minister to, we produce after our kind.
Amen.
Right? We put whatever we are, that's what we produce.
Amen.
If we're looking at him, we're producing in his stead.
Amen.
And the standards are automatically raised.
Amen. Y'all forgive us. Go ahead, Earl. I want you to
understanding about what you say we produce after our kind, because I've been reading Genesis a while back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I can meditate on the word, and he said, the beast of the field and everybody else produced after their own kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now with the way you just said the revelation, it seems more plain, like you just said, we produce after our kind. Now I understand what that means, produce after your kind.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's the only way to change it. Otherwise, if I didn't look at the Lord, it'll be a whole lot of people that listen to the ministry that I do. They'll be like me. They need to be like him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to have to dismiss. Come back next Sunday. He'll teach.
And we'll pick up at 26.
But sometimes, y'all know when y'all been with me, sometimes I have to release certain things on me.
All right.
I have to release.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your word and all the ground that you help us gain.
Amen.
Bless us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.